Hello, teacher. Let me thank you, first of all, for letting me visit with you a few minutes about each of these lessons that you'll be teaching. Let me tell you how grateful I am to the Lord for your willingness to teach this course, and I trust that it will prove to be a tremendous blessing to your own life and that God will enable you to pass that blessing on and share it with those in your class. These tapes are offered to give encouragement and challenge to you who want to please God and to help others grow up to a full maturity in Christ. And teacher, you are unique to God and to me as a woman who is committed to sharing your life with your friends. And it is my prayer that the tapes will give you ideas throughout the chapters you study and motivate you to draw from your own experiences to illustrate God's truth. Do take time each day to listen to God. This is the most important preparation for you as a teacher. The things he wants you to communicate may come through your failures as well as your successful endeavors, but the fact is he does have a word for you to share. And don't think that anyone expects you to be a reservoir of virtue living a perfect life. No, just be yourself, a godly woman whom someone, by the way, has defined merely as one who belongs to God in every way. Accept God's opinion of you from Hebrews 10:14, which indicates that you're an all right person forever because of Christ. And accept each one in your group and love them just as they are, as being all right or okay forever. Get involved with them in praying for them and caring about them. And remember, you have been prayed for. Bring to your group a God confidence and a God fearing responsibleness. All the power of heaven and earth is behind you as you share God's word. Now, as you begin your discussion group, I would like to encourage you to engage the members in drawing up with you a group covenant. People are loyal to that which extracts the very best from them. And we have found that having a group covenant is a very helpful thing. You may suggest that they decide what standards they want in this covenant, but you will be the key to the study and seeing that these standards are met. Now, if they do not include the following, you should ask them to consider these things as part of their covenant. And the things I'm going to share here are mentioned in the Bible Discussion Group Leaders Manual, pages 147 and 48. These seven things, I think, should be included in your covenant. One is that the supreme authority is to be the Word of God. Two, the attendance at the discussion group will be priority during the duration of the study. If one cannot be there, someone in the group should be called to let them know. Three, assignments should be prepared in advance. And I would really urge this upon them, that they count it worthy of their time and their attention and of being prepared. Fourth, every member should maintain a daily devotional time. Five, no one should share outside the group what has been shared within the group by the members of the Bible study. This is no place for a gossip. The girls will not feel free to share freely the honest edge of their life if they know that it's going to be repeated outside the class. Sixth, every person should be praying daily for the others in the group. And seven, encourage them that the truths they learn in this study should be passed on to another, sharing what they've learned with someone else. And also, as you begin this group, teacher, let me challenge you to set the pace in letting God's Word change your life. One way to accomplish this is through scripture memory. If you want to wrap God's thoughts around others and deal with every situation as He would, then begin to pick key verses from each week's study and memorize them. This is a means by which you can really lay up God's word in your heart, as it says in Psalm 119:9-11. Scripture memory will put God's word on your mind. Prayerful thought about the verse will put God's word into your life. And then obedience unto the word will put it into action. Ultimately, we're dependent on the Lord to change and deepen our lives and the lives of the people in our Bible studies. Psalm 127:1 reminds us that unless the Lord builds a house, the builder's work is useless. So staying in the Word of God can point us to Jesus In fact, teacher, I would suggest that you would even read a copy of the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, to get a thorough look at Jesus. You know, you can't grow a new heart any more than you can grow a new foot, but Christ can give you that new heart. Read and reread the life of Jesus. And then even though you are focusing on the godly woman study, you'll be most aware of Jesus, whose lifestyle was like a 24-hour running Technicolor motion picture saying to the world, "This is what God is like." Blessings on you, teacher, as you begin this exciting adventure of sharing God's Word.